USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Big tech should have to explain itself. That's what Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is saying about wanting the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee over their company's censoring of a New York Post article on Hunter Biden's business deals. He tells Fox News that their actions jeopardize the First Amendment.
When the Post puts out this story about Hunter Biden and Twitter and Facebook won't take it, just think of the number of people in the United States, millions and millions of people that are denying their source of news.
Researchers in the UK are set to begin a controversial experiment they hope will speed up development of a coronavirus vaccine. Imperial College London says it will infect healthy volunteers with the virus in order to study treatments for the disease. Researchers say that while the study is risky, they hope they'll be able to get data they can use to craft a vaccine faster than in a normal study. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump is pushing back against the decision to mute candidates' mics during Thursday's presidential debate. Speaking with Fox News, Trump called the rule crazy and said it's not the first time the Commission on Presidential Debates has messed with his microphone.
This commission, I had problems with them 4 years ago where they stifled out my mic during my conversation with Crooked Hillary. And, you know, they muted my mic. They did a whole thing. They did this to me already. They modulated it at the time. And they actually had to write me a letter of apology. And they did it on purpose. Look, these people are not good people, this commission.
And the First Lady is canceling plans to be at a rally Tuesday, citing lingering effects from COVID-19. Melania Trump was scheduled to join the president tonight when he held a rally in Erie, Pennsylvania, the first campaign event she'd appeared at in more than a year. But her office says that she'll stay at the White House out of an abundance of caution due to a lingering cough. The president and First Lady tested positive for coronavirus earlier this month, with the president spending 3 days in the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
At a recent campaign stop in Nevada, President Trump took aim at an odd target, toilets.
If you're younger, you might not remember ye toilets of old, a toilet that took care of business, flushing everything in one fell swoop. You learn to be careful not to flush while still sitting. At his rally in Carson City, Nevada, the president took aim at what he calls ridiculous water restrictions put on newer toilets. He says that Americans have to flush their toilet 10 to 15 times, which in turn causes more water usage. Some realtors will tell you it's a thing with clients buying newer homes and turning to a toilet black market, replacing new pots with old pots found in homes that have been torn down. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
New home construction continues to be a strong spot for the economy. Home construction in September rose 1.9%, according to new numbers from the Commerce Department. Higher demand for homes, combined with ultra-low mortgage rates, has contributed to the construction surge. And Game 1 of the World Series is tonight. The NL champion LA Dodgers will meet the AL champs Tampa Bay Rays in the best-of-seven series. All games of the series will be played at Globe Life Field in Arlington, home of the Texas Rangers. Despite playing the regular season and most of the postseason in empty stadiums, a limited number of fans will be allowed in for World Series games. A little more than 11,000 tickets will be available for each game. That's about 28% of the stadium's full capacity. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.